Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem and welcome back to today's Daf Hayomi Gittin Ayin Tes. We are holding right on top at the Mishnah. Now, we all know that just as you can deliver the get directly into the hands of the Isha, v'nasam b'yada, you can also transmit the get to the Isha by way of her property, her chatzar, her gag, courtyard, roof. Says the Mishnah, Haysay medes al roish hagag. So he's standing down in the yard and she's up on the roof. The roof happens to belong to her. The yard is his. V'zorkelo, and he tosses the get in her direction. Kiven sheyigia la'avir hagag, once the get arrives in the airspace, it enters the airspace of her rooftop. That's enough. So even if the wind blows it away and she never gets it, or it gets burnt up, or harezu megoreshes, she is divorced because she took delivery of the get, although not, you know, physically in her hands, but it entered her property. And airspace is part of her property. What about Humilamala? He's standing on the roof. Vihimilamata, she's down in the yard. Vizarkalani tosses it to her. He throws it down. Kivinshi Yatsamir Shoshagag. Says the Mishnah Chiddush, and the Gemara will have to explain this in great detail. You know how this works. As soon as the get leaves, it exits the Rishus Hagag, the airspace of the rooftop, that's enough. It's hers. She's koine. And therefore, even if something happened to the get, nimchak, it got erased. It rained on it, it got erased. Or nisraf, or suddenly got burnt, it's gone. Harezu mugareshes, the get takes effect, and the Gemara will explain how this works. Now, let's go back to case one. She's on the roof. He throws it in her direction. Says the Mishnah, Kivan shiyegia la'avir hagag megureshes, once the get reaches the airspace, the avir, of her rooftop, that's enough. V'holay minter. What do you mean? You know, we learned yesterday that a person's property, a person's chatzar, can be considered an extension of himself, to the fact that it can make an kinyan for him. So something that enters his chatzar, it's as though it reached him personally. But there's one condition. Minter. Guarded. It has to be a secure place. Well, in this case, it's merely hovering above the roof. There's no enclosure. The Gemara figures at this point, there's no railing surrounding the get. So it's just fluttering mid-air and then it disappears. Why is she kind of? There was no shmira. There was no... It wasn't contained. V'olay minter. Amar Rav Yudam Rashmol Begag Sheish Lemaka Askinen. Oh, we're speaking about a rooftop that's surrounded with a railing. And the get had already been enclosed by that railing. The get was within the enclosure, although it was still floating, but within the enclosure. That's called Mishtameres. Ula Bar Menashe, he answers a different terrors. Mishmei Da'avimi Amar. Hacha ben poches mishloisha samach legag askinen. Oh. No railing, but the get had already reached a very close point to the surface of that rooftop, within three tefachim, which we know is considered lavud, an extension, it's bottle, it's so insignificant, the distance, it's considered to have already landed on that rooftop. To kol pachas mishloisha samach legag, ke gag dami, or there's a girsa, ke lavud dami, lavud means like an extension. So, we treat it as though it landed on the rooftop, and certainly is considered as though she took delivery of the get. So the question was, fluttering in the air, what is that worth? First answer, within the enclosure. Second answer, so close to the rooftop, it's as though it landed on the roof itself, which is certainly her chatzar. Humilamala, next case in the Mishnah. So he's up on the roof, and she's down in the yard. As soon as the get leaves the roof, it's enough. Same question. Valei minter. The Gemara figured at this point. Let's assume the rooftop is higher than the wall surrounding the yard. Okay, the yard has a wall surrounding it, but the roof is definitely higher. So the get is taking off, leaving the rooftop, but why should that be enough? It's not within the enclosure of the chatzar. It's not guarded, it's just going to fly away. And that's exactly what happened. Something went wrong with it. It never reached her. Amar Rav Yehuda ben Shmuel was speaking about a unique configuration. Kegayin shehayu mechitzas hatachtonos was speaking that the walls surrounding the yard below are so tall and high that they reach higher than the level of the rooftop. Oitfos al alyonos. So you have a rooftop. You have a yard below, but the chayma, the walls of that yard, reach higher than the rooftop. So as soon as he throws the get beyond his roof, it is automatically enclosed. It is surrounded by the mechitzes of the yard below. Very tall mechitzes. V'chein of Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Yoshua, the same teretz, kegon shehayu mechitzes atachtonos, oitfos al adyonos, v'chein of Ula, the same thing Ula said, the name of Amar Rabbi Yochanan, kegon was speaking shehayu mechitzes atachtonos, oitfos al adyonos, and that solves the issue. Now, the entire Mishnah seems to indicate that an object which has arrived in an airspace of the Rishus below is considered to have arrived at the domain below, which is interesting. It never physically landed on the land, on the property below. It's still fluttering midair. It's flying through. That's enough. Which is an interesting concept. Amalei Rab Abul Ula. So, Keman, this idea, this halacha in the Mishnah, that airspace is an extension of the ground below, Krebi, is that like Shitas Rebi? The Amar Kluta, this is in halachas of Shabbos. So, you throw an item from one rishos to another rishos, from a public domain, a rishos Rabin to rishos Yochad, a private domain. So even though it never landed, it's just flying through, we consider it as though it landed. Kluta, if it's enveloped within the airspace, kemishon chadamia, it's as though it landed. So that's Shitas Rebbe by Shabbos, which isn't necessarily agreed upon by all Shitas. And our Mishnah seems to be following that idea, that once they get arrived in the airspace, that's enough. Amalei, so he's responded, no, afilu temer rabbanon, our Mishnah by get, which reckons with airspace, could be following Shitas Rabbanon, who perhaps disagree. Who disagree with Rebbe by Shabbos, because Shabbos is different than get. Ad kan loy pligi rabbanon olay the Rebbe. The rabbanon only disagree with Rebbe by Shabbos, elin Shabbos, because there you have to take the item from one rishus to the other. It has to sort of check in, has to register into the new rishus, and for that you need solid ground. Aval hacham shemein turihu. But here by get, the whole point is, who's controlling the get? There's no stipulation that the get has to land on the ground, but it has to be within her control. It has to be within her domain. Mishum hinturihu. It's a whole different concept. Velkaminter. And once it arrives into the avir of her chatzar and it's surrounded by mechitzes, that's sufficient. It's enclosed, it's guarded by her and her property, and that's enough. So all would agree that it works by get. Vechein, Amar Asi, Amar Yechanan. To answer this original question, how do we see the get enveloped? We're speaking that the walls around the yard below come up way higher than the rooftop, in which case, once it leaves the rooftop, it's enclosed within those mechitzes. And next question was, Amalei Rabbi Zera Larab Asi, Keman Ke Rebbe, are we following Shitas Rebbe only? The Amar Kluta Kemishon Chadamia, that airspace is sufficient. Amalei, he responded, yeah, that's a machlekes by Shabbos, by the Melacha of carrying. Amalei, afilu him Rabbanon, but our Mishnah could be following even the Rabbanon. Ad kan leplig Rabbanon, the Rebbe Elin Shabbos. Rabbanon only disagree with Rebbe by Shabbos, because they look at the Melacha of Haitzah differently than he does. Aval Hacham Mishem Minturiu, Valkaminto, here, by get, it's all a matter of who's controlling it, who has possession, and airspace is enough. So what happens? It enters her airspace, but she never gets it. Nimchak. they got erased midway, mid-air. Omer Rav Nachman, Omer Rabba Ravu Alei Shonu, it only works. It's only a valid get. It's only considered as though she took delivery of the get, Ela Shenimchak Derech Yerida. See, he tossed it out, so it went sort of upwards, and then it started sloping downwards. So, the Nechika, the erasure, happened on its way down. And Rashi says, you know, that's called Nesina. It's already heading into her Chatzar. Aval Nimchak Derech Aliyah. But suppose it was still in the upward trajectory when it was erased. So it was enclosed, it was surrounded by her machitzas, but it was still going up before making its downward turn. Loi, in that case, if something went wrong with the get, it doesn't work. My time on Yikara, Loi Lemenach Koi, because, you know, as soon as he threw it, it wasn't meant to land. It never even took a downward turn towards her property. And therefore, it's not considered a nasan biyada. So Rashi here, about halfway down the Amud, says, Aval nimchak derech aliyah. But if the mechika took place when it was still going up, Aval b'shiyotzam avir ha-gag. Yeah, it left the rooftop. And it's already in the avir ha-chatzar. It doesn't matter. U'mechitza satachtonis oitfeis, and the mechitza is surrounding it. Ein ha-megoresh, it doesn't work. Rashi explains. The derech siluko le-mikri nesina. Because when it's going up, it's sort of leaving him. It's not yet going to her. Interesting. So the angle makes that determination. Ela derech hanachasa ilove l'rushusa. Delivery only begins when it's angling down. Interesting. So at that point we say it's angling down and it's enclosed by her machitza, by her rishus, that's enough. So even if the get is destroyed before it lands down below, the get takes effect. The next thing that may have happened is Nisrav. It was burnt mid-air. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rabba Rav Olei Shonu, when do we say the get takes effect despite the fact that it never reached the ground safely? Ela shekodem get l'dleika. The get arrived within the airspace of the chatzar before the fire was lit below. So it had a chance of landing. When it came to the chatzar, it was a viable get. Aval kadma dleika leget. But suppose the fire was burning strong below, and the get never had a chance to make it down safely. Loi. Aval kadma dleika leget loi. It doesn't work. Why? My time and mikar l'sreifa ka'azal. Because initially, it was never going to make it down below. It was never going to have a safe landing. It couldn't have survived the fall. So, even if it entered the Avir or Chatzar, it's not enough. Because, you see, the Avir, airspace, serves the ground below. So entering airspace is tantamount to having reached the ground below. What if you never had a chance? There was no possibility of a landing safely below. There was a fire burning at that split second. Already it was burning. So that's not called taking possession of the get. When does it work? If after having arrived within the airspace of the chatzar, then suddenly a fire is ignited below, and ultimately the get falls into the fire, then that's okay. Because there was a moment in time when the get was enveloped by the chatzar and was viable and was identified with the chatzar on the ground below. It could at that point have landed safely. So that there we have a proper kinyan, the chatzar envelops it, acquires it, and she's megurashes. Amar Rav Chisda, you should know that rishuyos chalukos begitin. This is a totally different point. It's his yard, but he's giving her access, allowing her to use, you know, part of his yard for receiving her get. You should know that it's specific. If he allows her part of the chatzar, it doesn't mean he's allowing her part of the rooftop or part of the home. I'm lending you this area, giving you access to here, not to there. So we separate the reshuyas when it comes to getin. Amalei Rami Bar Chama L'Rava, Menalei L'Sabaha. So he asked Rava, how does the elder, Chacham, Rav Chizda, know this concept? Maybe, you know, he doesn't care. If he lets her use this area, maybe that area is all the same thing. How does he know this concept that we have to be specific? She could only use as per his permission. Menalei L'Sabaha. Amalei Masnisni. It's a clear-cut Mishnah, our Mishnah. Hoi, so he meant this, Arish Agag. We have the first case. She was up on the roof. Vizrakilo, and he's standing down below, and he throws it to her. Give it shagia, get la avir agag. There is a migrashus. Once the get reaches the airspace of the gag, it's okay. Maaskina. Now, whose property? Whose rooftop was this? Whose yard was this? Ilem abagag di da b'chatzad da. Let's assume that both areas, the rooftop and the yard, belong to the same person. So, if she's the owner. Lamali avir agag. So, why have the get reach the rooftop? Let him just throw it into the chatzar. Meaning, if the chatzar is also hers, then the chatzar is kind of for her. Ela bagag di day v'chatzar di day. Oh, next option is both properties, roof and yard, belong to him. And the question is the other way around. So what if the gets to the avir of the gag? It's all his property. She can't be a kaina. Elopshita, so you must say that we split it. Begag dida. Rooftop is hers. Right? So the get which arrives there is considered hers. But the chatzar down below is his. So it has to leave the chatzar and get into the rooftop. So rooftop hers. Courtyard, his. Okay? Let's see if that works. Amos Seifa. Next part of the mission speaks about a case where he's on the rooftop, she's in the yard. His Rakilani tosses it to her. What does the mission say? As soon as the get leaves the rooftop and is enveloped within the airspace of the chatzar below, even if the get was damaged, the get takes effect. Remember, we're speaking that rooftop was hers, courtyard was his. But that's not going to work here. And if the rooftop is hers and the chatzar is his, why does it work in this case when the get is within the chatzar? That should make it not work. So you must say, so this last case must be speaking that it's switched around. Rooftop is his, and has to leave the rooftop and go into chatzah dida, the chatzah which is hers, and that's why she's kaina. So, we're switching the circumstance. So the reisha, part A of the Mishnah is begag dida v'chatzah dida, her roof, his chatzah. Sefer, the second part is the other way around, begag dida v'chatzah dida, roof is hers. Sorry, roof is his and chatzah is hers. It's a little bit strange. So, apparently, we're not going to go with this route. We're going to take a more simple route. Elolav was speaking that everything belongs to him, rooftop and chatzar. The Oshlamakim, and he's letting her use. He's loaning her, you know, temporarily, giving her use, giving her access. You can use my chatzar, you can use my rooftop. And what happened was that he let her use one of the two, either the rooftop in the first case, or he let her use the chatzar in the second case. Elolav, the Oshlamakim. And the Mishnah is being very specific in terms of where the get has to arrive, because she could only make use, she could only have access to that area which he allowed her. And that's why he has to reach that area specifically. The chad maki mushla inshi. A person loans the place that he, one place. Trei makai mushla mushla inshi, but not two places, such as the gag and the chad. Whatever I let you use. In the first case, I let you use the gag. The get has to reach the gag. In the second case, the chatzar, the get has to reach the chatzar. So it's a writer of Chizda that we are particular. Amalei, he responded by saying, no, there's no raya from this Mishnah. Midi area. How can we prove from case A to case B in terms of the circumstance and ownership of the properties? Dil mahakadisa vakadisa. You know, perhaps you're right. The first case in the Mishnah speaking that she owns the roof and he owns the chatzar. And the second case is speaking the other way, that he owns the her roof and she owns the chatzar. Reisha, the first case is begag dida, it's her roof, a chatzar dida, and his Chatzah the day in his chatzah. Say for the second case is the other way around. Begag the day, her, his rooftop, v'chatzah the day on her chatzah, and then it's unrelated to our discussion of permission and access. Amar Rava, but you should know like this. Shalosh midos begitin. There are three major differences in terms of the halachos of domains and rishuyos between delivering a get and carrying on Shabbos. Number one, Hadama Rebbe, Kluta Kemishon Chadami. Right, this we learned before. Rebbe's concept that airspace is like the ground below. Uplig Rabbanale, and Rabbana disagreed. Hani be leaning Shabbos. That's only regarding carrying on Shabbos. Aval Hocham Shementuriu, Vaminturu, this is the same territory we said before. Gitin, the totally different ballgame. It's a matter of guarding, possession, watching, controlling. Airspace within your machitzas is enough, according to all shittos. Next, v'hod amar Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda tells us a chiddush when it comes to Shabbos, rishus hayachad of Shabbos. So you have a place which is enclosed, a rishus hayachad, and you have a very tall pole in that place. Not kana rishus hayachad. He planted a pole within his backyard. Ubereshit taskel with a basket sitting perched on that thing, 1,000 feet in the air. Vizorik v'nachal gaba. He's standing in the street and he tosses something onto that very, very tall basket sitting on that tall pole. Ah, filu gavoya me'a ami vidmet 100 amas up in the air. Chayev. He has committed a melacha v'itzol lefi, or hachnas I should say, because he threw it from the shusaram into the shusayachat. So even though it's way high, he's chayev. Lefi shu rishus hayachad, oyla ad l'rukia. Now the chiddush here is that even though there are no mechitzas going that high, mechitzas are, basic minimum mechitzas, 10 tefachim high. They created an enclosure. Within that enclosure, everything, and really everything, even the airspace up to the sky, rishus hayachad, oyla ad l'rukia, is part of the same domain, but that's only for Shabbos. Hani milin in Shabbos. Aval hocha mishim enturi, vole minta. But you can't use the same concept by a get. Forget was tossed up on that very, very tall pole. She's not kind. Because, a little wind can come and just blow it away. There's no shmira. There's no possession. There's no control. That's something unique to get. Number three. We have a chumra by Shabbos that doesn't apply to get. So we know that when I'm meant to transfer, unless there's an Erev, Chatzeres, you're not meant to transfer from your next-door neighbor's home to your home, even if it's a direct transfer, which doesn't involve the street. Okay? So Rav Yehuda Shmuel tells us a chiddush. That applies even to making use of the rooftops. You can't bring from his rooftop to yours. You shouldn't be standing on your rooftop and leaning over and, collecting some rainwater from his rooftop. Just like you understand that down below within the home, these are separate residences which don't allow transfer. Likewise on the rooftop. This is his property, this is mine. Even though it's not a heavily used area, still these are distinct. No mixing and matching. That's only for Shabbos. But suppose, this husband had two homes adjacent, right, with two rooftops connected, and he tells his wife, look, you could be makabel your get in this rooftop, and she was makabel on the other rooftop. We don't really care here, because here it's a matter of determining whether he's particular and cares. And to this extent, this rooftop, that rooftop, these aren't, personal areas, aren't heavily used areas. Like Kapta Inchi, typically people are not particular, and therefore, if you let her use this rooftop, she can gladly use the other one as well. Amar Rabbi, Shtei Chatzeres is an interesting case. Shtei Chatzeres zu lifnei mizu. So you have 2 yards, one within the other. An outer one and an inner one. And the outer one is surrounding the inner one. Let's say it's surrounding from all sides. Owned by different people. Guess who? Him and her. Pnimis Shalah. The interior yard, she owns. The exterior, the one ringing the interior, is his. Umechitas hachitzaynois oitvois al pnimiyos. And the outer one has very tall mechitas, which are actually taller than the inner ones. So the interior ones are 5 feet high. The ones surrounding the interior ones are 10 feet high. Vizarkalo, husband throws her a get. Kivashi gia lavir mechitas hachitzayna. As soon as the get arrives within 10 feet of the ground, 10 feet of the, you know, ground level of the interior chatzar, that's enough. Even though, let's keep in mind, the chatzar hapnimis, which is hers, only has mechitzes 5 feet high. So, technically, the get is not yet has not yet been enclosed and enveloped by her mechitzes. They are within the outer mechitzes, right? So you have an outer chatzar, which is 10 feet high, inside which you have a smaller chatzar, which is only 5 feet high, the walls, right? This belongs to her, that belongs to him. And the get is flying into her chatzar, and it's still, you know, 10, 9, 8 feet off the ground, within the outer mechitzes, but not within the inner mechitzes. It works. Harizim Agureshes, why? My time? It's not in her chatzar. Pnimis Gufa, typically the inner courtyard, the mechitzes hachitzayna come into it, is guarded by the outer, taller mechitzes as well. That's just the way it's built. So the outer mechitzes, which are taller, are sort of committed. Rashi uses that lashon. Mishibadois heinla. They're committed to her. Committed to protecting the inner chatzar as well, and therefore they can affect a kinyan for the inner mechitza, and the get takes effect. This doesn't apply to boxes, to containers. You have two containers, one inside the other. A larger one that's holding a smaller one inside it. Owned by different people, as you guess. Outer one is his, inner one is hers. The one inside is hers, the one outside is his. Vizarakalani tosses the get to those containers. In this case, afilu higia lavir pnimis einem gurashis. So even though the get is now within the airspace, we're talking about containers now, not properties, containers that have airspace, the get is within the airspace of the inner container, it doesn't work. She wasn't kind of, why, my time, dalainach, because it never landed. Question, what about airspace? So Rashi answers the question. Rashi is about 10, 12 lines from the top. Dalainach. V'ein mechitzes kli, asuyin la'aviran lishmar. Very different than a backyard, whose mechitzes are there to protect it, to protect the airspace as well. Not by a kli. Rashi adds, the ein kli asuy elo laniach b'toich. What's the purpose? What's the function of a kli, of a container, of a basket, of a box? To place utensils within the box. On the surface of the box. You don't have things fluttering around in a box. You put something in a container. That's how it's used. And that's how you're kaina. It has to be an exercise of a function. So airspace by a kli does not work. Asks the Gemara, but if it would land, v'chinach. Okay, so it actually landed on the bottom surface of that container, my hobby. So why does it work? Remember, her container, which is sort of trying to receive the get, is within his container. This is a shiloh we discussed the other day as well. We have a kli belonging to a buyer. Can he use that kli to be kinda something which he's buying from a seller who owns the property in which the kli is sitting? Do we say the kli creates its own domain, or is it sort of buttle to the property around it? Her kli is now sitting inside his kli. That's like Caleb Shalikeach Rashus Meicha, because he's the one that's sort of giving the get, right? So how can that work? Hachav Mayaskinen was speaking that his container has no bottom. The kupa she'en la shulayim. He just has sort of like a wraparound container without a bottom. In this case, If the get would land inside her container, which is sitting inside his container, it would work, because her container is sitting plainly on the floor. it's surrounded by his container, but it's not sitting on his container. There's no bottom to his container. So theoretically, if the get would actually land into her kupa, it would be a gerushin. Okay, before we proceed, let's quickly recap this sugya. So, just like you can give the get directly to the isha herself, place it in her hands, you can do it to her through her chatzar, through her gag, through her, even through her avir. And everybody agrees that by get you can do that, as long as it's protected, it's guarded, she's in control of that avir. And once it reaches the avir, doesn't matter what happened to it, typically even if it gets burnt, or, you know, the get had already taken effect. We spoke about the idea that the husband, you know, when he lets her use a certain area, it's that area, not a different area, except by the rooftops. We said, you know, it's not a commonly used area, so he's not so makpid. We had three chidushim, three distinctions between the halachas of get and halachas of Shabbos. We had two chidushim from Abaye regarding, you know, double chatzeros or double containers. Continues the Mishnah, Beishami Emrim Poiter Adam as Ishta Beget Yashin. You can use an old get. What does that mean? We'll see in a minute. So you can use that to divorce. Ubesil Isrim, they don't allow it. Beizo Get Yashin, what is a Get Yashin? Kulchin is Siachat Imma Ma'achasha Kosvila. He wrote the get. And then they went into seclusion. There was a Yichud. Beisilal don't allow us to use the get. Now, what's the Machlekes about? But Michael Mifli explains the Gemara. Beishami Savri Loi Amrinan Gzera. We don't apply a Gzera. We're not concerned. Shami Yaimru, lest people will say, Gita Kaidim Levna, the get preceded her child. We'll explain this in a minute. Beisilal Savri, they are concerned about, people saying, Amrinan, we do apply the Gzera, Shami Yaimru, Gita Kaidim Levna. Explains Rashi. I'm around halfway down the Amin here. Gita Kaidim Levna. Shami Yisha Saget. So he wrote the get today, and he was trying to delay it. A couple of years later, he finally gave the get. But they were living together as married all this time. Maybe she will have born children from him within this time frame, between the writing of the get and delivering the get. Then ultimately he'll divorce her with this get, which is predated. And down the road, they'll forget about what happened and that the get was written before and just given later. They won't realize that the children were born legitimately, properly before the get was actually issued. They'll forget that. And what are they going to notice? Wow, look at this get. Yiruzmana get, kodim leizaben, which precedes the birth of this child. And they'll think that this kid was born out of marriage. They'll think that the get was actually delivered at that point, at early date. It's a negative impression of this child. It's a pgam. They'll label the child as a pogam, as deficient, born out of marriage. So that's Basil's issue, and therefore we don't use a get which was followed by a yichud between the same husband as wife. Now, since it's only a concern and a gzera, it's not technically possible. So we allow for some, flexibility. Amar Shmuel says the Gemara, Imnisis Leis Tesi, but if she remarried based on this get, we don't compel her to leave her new husband. We just leave it put. We don't rock the boat. Fact is, it's technically kosher. You could Amri, there's another version of this, Halacha, Amar Shmuel, Imnis Garsha, Tiras L'chatchila. If she actually got divorced using this stale get and the husband disappears, you don't have to wait around for him to come back. She can go remarry L'chatchila. Now, we know that within a get, we have many elements, many identifying elements, many details. His name, her name, location, date. Now, they would date it based on the year of the current king. The Gemara will explain for us that it was in order to engender Shalei Malchus, to show that we respect the Gentile authorities. So that's the way you write the get. Suppose he improvised. Kosav l'shum malchus she'ena hegenes. So he's sitting in a certain, you know, location, and instead of writing the local king, you know, it's been 6 years for King James, he decides to date it based on when the Malchus Eino Hegenes, which is another term for Rome, unsubstantiated Malchus, not a proper royalty. We'll see in the Gemara why we call it as such. So that's how he dates it. Cost of the Malchus Eino Hegenes. Another example of an improperly written get is L'shem Malchus Madai, L'shem Malchus Yavan. He's sitting in England and he writes based on the Madai kingdom or Greek kingdom. L'binyan Abayis, L'churban Abayis, such and such years since the Binyan Beis HaMikdash, or so many years since the destruction of the Mikdash. So here he messed up the Malchus. Same thing if he messed up the location. Hayu b'Mizrach, he's sitting in the east. Because of B'Marav, and he records Marav in the get. Or B'Marav, he's sitting in the west, because of Mizrach, and he writes, all this get's being written in the east. The get is worthless. Teitzi Mizem, is it? Even if she remarried based on this get, she must leave her new husband, Shimon, and leave the first husband, Reuben, as well. And we apply all kinds of penalties because it was an improperly written get. Tzricha get Mizem, Mizem, she needs to get a get from Shimon and from Reuben. Well, from Reuben, she certainly needs a real get because she's still his husband, her husband, his wife, and she needs a get from Shimon as well, so that, you know, people may think that she was really divorced from Reuben and she married Shimon. So she needs a get from Shimon as well to cover all concerns, all chashashes, and she's very heavily penalized. Ain't like suba, she doesn't get a suba payment from anybody. Like peiroi, she's not entitled to the halacha. The payrus arrangement, you know, the husband gets the fruit, the produce from her properties, and in exchange he has to redeem her if she is taken captive. She's not entitled to that privilege. V'lei mezonos, nor support. V'lei belois, if her items got worn out, the stuff that she brought into the marriage and it was worn out, she doesn't get it back. She has no claims on any husband, not a Reuben, not a Shimon. If not the mezeh tax, in fact, if she collected from any of these husbands, she has to return it. Any child born from Reuben or Shimon is a mamzer. Now, let's break this down. A mamzer, minat Torah, is only the child born from Shimon, because she's technically married to Reuven. When we call the child born from Reuven, if she goes back to him, a mamzer, that's only a mamzer mid Rabbanon. We treat it as a mamzer. Nor can Reuven or Shimon metamen lo, if they're kohanim, they can't tend to her burial. They're not considered husbands, not with respect to collecting anything that she finds, taking her earnings, first not derea, annulling her vows. Hoyze bas Yisrael, if she was a regular woman from a Yisrael family, she can no longer marry a kohen down the road because she's considered like a zayna, straight from her husband, because she remarried based on a improperly written disqualified get. Bas Levi mina maser, if she was from a Levi family, she can't have maser rishon. Again, it's a knas because of her behavior. Bas kohen na truma, if she was from a kohen family, she can never have truma again. Ve'en yoshin shalzeh, ve'yoshin shalzeh, yoshin ksuvasa. The children of either Reuven or Shimon cannot get to collect her ksuba. Now the obvious question is, she has no ksuba. The Gemara Nivamis talks about this halacha that is referring to a very specific aspect of ksuba. Nivamis taf tzadik aleph ahosugi there. Ve'meisu. Now, if any of these so-called husbands, Reuven, her real husband, because remember, it wasn't a real get, she wasn't really divorced, and Shimon, this proposed husband, if any of them pass away without kids, which would typically trigger a Yivam process, so here we can't do that. Achiv shalzev, achiv shalzev, chotzim lem yavin, the brother of either Reuben or Shimon, if there's a Yivam situation, they do chalitza and not Yivam. The Gemara, the Mishnah now will proceed with, you know, some more examples of this mess up, which causes this grave consequence. Shino shmo yoshmo, another improperly written get. He erred. He made a mistake in terms of his name or her name. Shem Iroi v'Shem Iroi. He switched the names of his or her cities. Right. So instead of writing her correct name and her correct city, he messed it up. Teitzim izem zeh. So once again, if she remarries based on this get, she leaves both husbands. V'cholad racham elubon. We apply all these penalties, all these ramifications apply to this case as well, and in the next case as well. Kolad raya shamru. So this is a Yibum discussion. We know that husband passes away without kids. His wife is now a Yivama slated for Yibum. So Reuben passed on. Shimon, the brother, takes over. Suppose this Yevama, this wife of Reuven, is an erva to Shimon. She is Shimon's daughter, Shimon's sister. So we don't apply Yibum at all. She's exempt from Yibum. What happens if Reuven, who passed away, had two wives? Rachel and Leah. Rachel is actually an erva to his brother Shimon, so she's not really eligible for Yibum. She's not a Yibum candidate. But Leah is a total stranger to Shimon. Technically, Shimon can marry her. No, a tsaras erva, a co-wife of an erva, is also exempt from Yibum, provided that she was really a wife. But let's say Rachel, who is this erva, this let's say the sister of Shimon, who had been married to Reuven, turned out to be a non-wife. She was an eilonis. An eilonis is an isha who has a severe hormonal imbalance, in which case, unless the husband knows about it, it's considered a mekachtos, a mistaken acquisition. In which case, technically, she's not even married to Reuven. So what happens if kol aroyes sham, all types of noshim who are aroyes, in our case it would be Rachel, who was married to Reuven, who passed away without kids, is now a yevama, but she's an erva to Shimon, a sister, a daughter. So what happens? Just like she's exempt, but her co-wife is exempt as well. It's Sarah, the co-wife is exempt as well. Kol aroyes sham rutzerusen mutaris. So Leah figures, okay, Rachel is an erva, I'm potter, and she goes and marries out. And she goes and marries out. It turns out it's been discovered that Rachel was an islandess. She was never married to Reuven. So, technically, Rachel was not part of the equation. Leah was not a co-wife of an erva. She's a regular Yevama who should do Yevam with Shimon. She didn't. She married a stranger, thinking that she was exempt from Yevam. She should have had more patience. She should have figured out what's going on with Rachel. She must leave both husbands, which basically means, let's say she married Levi, she has to leave Levi, and she can't marry the Yavam as well, Shimon. We apply all these halachas we mentioned before. Another example, a Yibum-related mess-up. Hakoines is Yivimtai. Let's go back to our case. We have Reuven, who passed away without kids, left behind Rachel and Leah. In this case, we have no Erva on the scene. Rachel and Leah, both perfect candidates for Yibum to Shimon. But we know that you only do Yibam on one, and then the other one is automatically sort of addressed and exempted, and she can leave the scene. Hakanis is Yivimtai. So Shimon married, let's say, Rachel, chose Rachel over Leah. This is Lachar, and Leah, the co-wife, went and married a stranger, thinking that she was done with Yibam. It turns out Rachel was an islandess, in which case she was never ever married to Reuven, in which case there was only one wife around, Leah, who needed Yibum, which she didn't do. The same consequence, the same ramification. Another example. Kosav Sefer Getlish Vishavalish. So typically the scribe sits down and he writes a get to give it to the man, and a shaver, a receipt, to prove that the man paid up, you know, his ksuba, you know, payments. He gives that to the Isha, pending the husband's payment, right? So basically going to make a switch. He's going to give her the get, and she's going to give him the shaver. And he made a grave error, the sefer. V'nosan get le'isha, v'shever le'isha. When he finished writing both documents, he rolled them up, and unknown to him, he gave the get to the Isha, and the shaver to the Ish, and they switched things. V'nosan zelzen, they exchanged documents. So now, husband got the get, and wife got the shaver. She's not really divorced. Ulacharzman, and a while later, we discover our mistake. Hari get yetim biyada ish. Suddenly we find the get in possession of the husband. V'sheva biyada ish on the receipt by the wife. She was never divorced. The same idea. Tetim zeyam zeh. V'chal adrachem elubah. We apply all these penalties. They should have checked. They should have ascertained the content of their respective documents before proceeding with life. Rabbeinu Omer, 1 second. It depends how quickly they discover this so-called mistake. Imla alter, if they found it right away, so then we assume it was true, the mistake was made, and Yetze, she has to leave her new husband. Sorry. Imla alter yotza, if it was discovered right away, Ein zeget, we cancel the get. We assume that she never got the get because he's holding the get. But if time goes by and, you know, it's only a while later that we discover this so-called mistake, im la'achar zman yatzav, the get was discovered in the husband's hands, you know, a week later, hari is a get, we treat it as a get, and we assume they're just pretending. Perhaps he had a change of heart, so now they're pretending that it was never done properly. Lo kalei menu min arishon. It's not up to the first husband, la'abede zechusa shel sheni, to ruin, you know, Shimon, the new husband's life. So we assume it was given properly, and we just ignore this preposterous claim. Okay, so again, let's briefly recap. We have the halacha of delivering the get into the chatzah of the isha. Even the aver of the chatzah works, provided it's a protected area within mechitzos. We discussed various cases involving her rooftop in his courtyard, his rooftop, her courtyard. We learned that by get, it's all about guarding and possession, and even the aver works, whereas by Shabbos, you need more concrete landing of that item onto the actual surface of the property. We had some chilukim differences between Shabbos and get, and the underlying difference is pretty much the same idea, that by get it's all about guarding, and it's about mindset, it's not about technicalities of domains, which is more a Shabbos-related concept. Abaye's case of the double chatziris, the double kupois, machlekes b'shamay sila by get yashan, even by sila agree that it's, you know, b'dayevet it works. And we had many cases in the Mishnah where something went awry with the get, or in the case of the yibum, there was a mistake, in which case we come down very hard, teitzei mezeh umezeh, v'chol hadrachma iloba, to encourage them to be more conscientious, more careful and responsible, certainly when it comes to marriage-related procedures. All the best to you and hatzlacha rabba.